I want to talk to you about the biggest 4 points of the round, the result with the biggest fallout. I think Collingwood could lose to North Melbourne and nothing changes. I mean, Bucks is under pressure anyway. Same headline every day for the past 2 months. It'll be the same headline again next week if Collingwood go down. We know he won't be sacked, so Collingwood loses. It's probably business as usual at Collingwood. Tonight's an interesting one. Richmond beat the Cats again tonight, and I'd say it would be massive, but a massive dent to Geelong's confidence if they went down again, except for the fact that they meet again at the MCG in round 19. So the Cats, whatever happens tonight, these two teams will get another crack at each other before the finals anyway. These two teams are going to meet in the finals. This is just a little preliminary bout. It's big, but I don't think it's the biggest 4 points of the round. I think the biggest 4 points of the round, the biggest repercussions of the round, win-loss-wise, is the Saints. I think the Saints are the big one. Lose to the Gold Coast, and the Gold Coast are the favourites to win this one. They're in good form, the Gold Coast. They've got some stars that no one's even heard of. Corbett, Burgess, they're actually pretty good players. Graham's been doing a great job in the ruck. If the Saints lose this, they could drop to 15th or 16th by the end of the round. 3 wins, 5 losses. And the Suns will stay ahead of them in that chase for a top 8 spot. So this is, I reckon, the biggest 4 points of the round is the 4 points that the Saints are fighting for. The West Coast Eagles have a pretty big 4 points they're fighting for as well. Lose to the Hawks, who are 16th at the MCG. And the West Coast will drop out of the top 8 as well. But I still think the West Coast will make the finals, even if they were to lose to Hawthorn at the MCG. And we'll talk about the showdown a little bit later on as well. But 1-300-736-736 is the number. Anything you'd like to discuss, it's Midday Madness. Rather talk to you, even though I'll read out a heap of your texts as well on the Temper text machine. So send through your texts, 0433-98-1116. The Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other. Send through your texts on the Temper text machine. But it's Talkback Radio. Rather have a chat to you. And also want to have a chat about David Teague and Carlton and this attacking brand. I reckon David Teague is doing something very, very clever. If Carlton, look, let's just take it back a bit. I love the bravery of it. We often hear it said, coaches and teams, what's your style? What's your method? What's your game plan? What's your DNA? Well, Teague's told the world he wants to score. And I take my hat off to him. He's happy to fight the high-scoring, free-flowing, ball-movement kings, the Bulldogs, fight their fire with some fire. If I'm a Carlton fan, I'm going. I want to see that. I don't want to hear, oh, we're going to play, you know, this really tight, stodgy, stingy defence and try and hold them back. And I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear about kicking 7 goals and hopefully holding them to 6. I love the idea of fighting fire with fire. Now, they might get beaten by the Western Bulldogs this weekend. But if they actually are trying to get a game style, get a brand, get some DNA under David Teague, and if David Teague's coaching style is going to be an attacking brand where they're going to try and kick 15 or 16 goals, then I like it. I reckon if Carlton kicks 15 goals and Mackay kicks 6 and Walsh gets 30-plus and Carlton go down fighting, I think it's still a win because you play that positive, aggressive, confident, entertaining football. It becomes ingrained in your team. It becomes ingrained in your team's mindset. And even if it doesn't win against the Dogs, it'll win against 14 or 15 other teams. That's what you're hoping for. So your thoughts on that? Because I love what David Teague's doing. I love what he's about to do. Here's David Teague talking about the potential for it to be a shootout.
Well, if we concede a big score, we've just got to make sure we kick a bigger score. So it's scores for versus scores against. And I'll be honest, I think this game could be really exciting. It might be a high-scoring game. I think both teams will do their best defensively, but it could end up being a more offensive game. And what you've got to do is just balance the two. Against Essendon early, our defence was off, and we probably upped our offence to make sure that we could stay in the game. And you've got to adjust what's out there. Do we want to get our defence better? Yes. That's probably our biggest growth area. But sometimes the game requires you to score, and that could happen this weekend.
David Teague, let's go to your calls, your thoughts. 1-300-736-736 is the open line number brought to us by Werribee Kia for Midday Madness. Nick in Moonda, welcome to you, Nick.
Afternoon, Wayne. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that as a Carlton man. I just think, I know Sam Petrescu-Seaton's copped a pounding lately, but I think for us to win that, to kick those scores, we need blokes like him, David Cunningham, in and around the ball, get a bit of zip, get a bit of, you know, quickness into that forward line if we're hoping to go on a shootout, which might mean having to move one of the two of the other blokes out of the middle that aren't quite as quick.
Yeah, Nick, it's a work in progress under Teague, but I like where it's headed. I know that there's been some guys that have been way out of form, and there's some guys in Carlton's team that when they get better won't get a game. But I do at least like the methodology of it. And you're right, I think a couple of guys are starting to find it a bit more than they were earlier in the season.
Yeah, I hope so. They've just got to persist with it, especially someone like a David Cunningham, who is a bit different to the other guys. He's got that turn of speed, great use of the footy. So, yeah, bring it on, I guess.
Yeah, speed and ball use. Nick, I appreciate your call. Hold the line. We're sending you up to Club Mandalay, must-play course in Melbourne's North for a round of midweek golf with the Carts for two. Henry and Rover, welcome to you. Henry?
Hello, Dwayne. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Look, I've got a question for you about dynasties. Carlton won the flag in 79, 81 and 82, but they're not regarded as a team equal or better to Geelong, Brisbane, and so on. Can you answer me on that?
Well, they are if you're a Carlton fan, Henry.
Yeah, but I don't think other supporters of other clubs think Carlton highly compared to, you know, Geelong and Brisbane and so on.
I think it's because it was so long ago. It was almost a different football. There was a different sort of salary cap situation and different draft situation as well, Henry. So we're going back a fair while now. There wasn't, I mean, essentially you could sign players from interstate, and we know that Carlton, you know, got Dorotich, Kernahan, Bradley, Motley, Mark Naley. So there was a different methodology back there, Henry, probably because it's such a long time ago. So not the modern regime, not the modern parameters around it.
But do you consider Carlton to be amongst those other teams, even though it was a while ago?
Yeah, but I think there's more constraints. There's been more constraints over Hawthorne's dominant period under Alistair Clarkson. There's been more constraints, I think, even for the Brisbane Lions, and more constraints for Richmond. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on Richmond to retain players under the salary cap and the draft situation where they're not getting early draft picks and they're still being able to do it. They've defied gravity. Whereas back in those days, Henry, there were methods of defying the gravity back then. I appreciate your call, though, and I respect it. They had some superstars and I love watching them play. So I appreciate your call. Dom in Burwood, you there, Dom?
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. Couple of quick points. Carlton member got a 16-game just general admission membership. Had great, really happy with the seats I got so far. Got contacted today, and for the grand total of $35 for the next 7 home games, I've been able to upgrade to reserve seat, and they're all level one, about 15 rows from the front between the wing and half forward of the MCG and Marvel. And Carlton are really, really looking after their members, and it's just great. Agree with the way you're playing. And another quick one, there's a bloke today that's playing his 150th game, who after 70 games, there was more chance of me outdriving Bryson DeChambeau than him getting to 150 games. And with hard work and dedication, he's turned into a great player, and that's Liam Jones. And I reckon that's one of the great, great examples of what you need to do and the dedication and the journey to get to 150 games. And if you hear him talk about after that horrific concussion he had, just how really sick he was, he's just been a great example for anyone. And I think he's just a real credit to himself.